Odell Beckham Jr. continues, you know, his name continues to come up. We'll get to your calls in a second here. 877-337-6666. Now, not just with the Jets, but the Giants as well. There is real interest there. And that was the report last week from Connor Hughes of SNY.TV. He covers the Jets and Giants for SNY. The Jets have real interest there. And if you heard Joe Douglas talk about it yesterday at the owners and coaches, whatever, meetings out there in Arizona, he basically said it would be great to add another piece like that, as many weapons as you can get. And the fact that Rodgers spoke highly of him, the fact that now the report was out there, their interest is real, and then you hear Joe Douglas talk about the idea of bringing in Odell. Man, I'm starting to get the feel that it is not only the Jets' interest is real, but it is a very realistic possibility. Now, I don't know how much Odell Beckham Jr. is going to want. I mean, the reports were $20 million. He came out and denied that. He says not 20, but it's more than four. Maybe it's somewhere in between. So money's going to be a factor in what kind of contract he's looking for. The other thing that becomes a factor is his health and how explosive he looks coming off that significant injury. I mean, you're going to have to see him, and the Jets are going to have to evaluate and all that stuff, or whoever signs him, but in this case, the Jets. And then you worry about, or at least I do, the issues that come along with Odell Beckham Jr. And not that he's a criminal, because he's not. I mean, he hasn't been. And I would never want to lump him in with guys who have done, you know, bad things and are still allowed to play. But Odell's issues have been immaturity, selfishness, lack of accountability, things to me that can be detrimental to a team, specifically a young team, or specifically young players, especially guys that probably look up to Odell Beckham Jr. because they saw his one-handed catch, they see him in the news, they see that he's transcendent, where he's not just a football player. He's become a celebrity off the field. Every move he makes is scrutinized. And he's yet to understand that, but every move he makes is scrutinized. And maybe Odell has matured. Maybe he's learned from past mistakes. And again, not the worst mistakes in the world, but just issues that, you know, don't happen to other players. But Odell continues to find himself in the thick of things. And he never takes accountability. It's always blaming somebody else. Yeah, but they said this. Yeah, but he did that. Yeah, but. How about for once just step up and say, you know what? My fault. So those are my issues with Odell after years of watching him with the Giants. Oh, speaking of the Giants, they also are not closing the door. Maris said they're not closing the door on potentially a reunion with Odell. You know, his grandchildren were upset that they traded Odell. You know, they didn't want to bring him back. Odell was a great Giant. All this stuff. You can make a better case, I think, for the Giants to bring him back because he was there, because they need a wide receiver more so than the Jets do at this point. But I don't think either situation is ideal for Odell Beckham Jr. I think Odell and both New York teams would be better off if Odell played somewhere else. Now, the thing that's tricky about it, and again, we saw this with the Nets getting sucked into just going for the talent as opposed to what's best for, you know, the team, personality, and things like that. The selfishness of Odell can be overlooked, or immaturity of Odell, or lack of accountability from Odell can be overlooked because of his skill set. He can be a difference maker. And that's why the Jets or Giants would be thinking about a reunion, or, you know, the Giants case a reunion, or the Jets just bringing him in. And even I, who don't love Odell Beckham Jr., never have, because of all the reasons I just said, even I know that, man, Rodgers and Odell, that might be fun to watch. That might be fun to watch. But I think ultimately, Joe Douglas and the Jets need to show a little restraint here, need to be disciplined, stay the course, and go elsewhere if you want to bring in another weapon, not Odell. He ain't it. He could bring more negative attention and potentially more drama to their locker room, then it's worth it at this point. And I would never be a fan of that anyway. Now, look, this is just hypothetical, right? I'm just saying it could happen. And maybe he comes to the Jets and he does what he did with the Rams. But the difference is he was only there for a short period of time. And he helped the Rams obviously go on to eventually win the Super Bowl. He got hurt in the Super Bowl, but he was great in the postseason for him. I think that was a perfect situation. He wanted to go there. It was only a few games at the end of the year. And then on in the playoffs. Is Odell going to be worth it for an entire year on a potentially longer term contract? I would go elsewhere.